The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our next guest is a personal trainer, an online health coach, and the author of The Two Meal Day, Max Lowry. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, excuse my cynicism almost at the start, but here we are, another book offering diets and this latest fad, two meals a day. Now, try and convince me, please.
I'd say that it's not a fad. I mean, I would say that, obviously. The thing with this is based on something called intermittent fasting. And by restricting how often you eat, so two meals rather than three, not restricting calories, you're able to tap into your stored body fat for energy.
So eat anything you want in those two meals a day, isn't
it? No. It's all about eating good quality home-cooked food. It's not an excuse just to, you know, skip a meal and then you can eat rubbish afterwards. Absolutely not. You need to be able to, you know, eat good food first. Then you can start incorporating the two-meal day method. But I stress, you know, this isn't a diet. This is it has become a way of life for myself and lots of my clients, my online clients, things like that.
And what two meals? Because I've seen you recommend skipping breakfast and having lunch and dinner.
So, yeah, it's... It depends. You can skip dinner as well, but the aim is to have...
And have breakfast instead.
Yeah, so you could have breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner. And by doing that, you're extending your overnight fast to about 16 hours. So you have to remember, all you're doing is extending your already, you know, fasting period to about 16 hours, and then you're able to tap into your stored body fat.
What do you mean by that? Because it's been suggested to me previously that you should always have snacks in between your three meals a day, something very small, to keep the metabolism going. Otherwise, if you're starving yourself, the body stores fat as a defense mechanism against starvation. And then it's very, very hard to shift it if you're in that situation where you're not feeding yourself regularly.
Yeah, so that's one of the myths that is commonly brought around. But this is not starvation. This is just extending your fasting period. Starvation occurs when you run out of stored body fat to tap into and you start tapping into muscle tissue and vital organs. That's very dangerous, and that's not what I'm talking about. You know, this myth that we need to constantly eat food all the time for energy and to stoke the metabolism is not good, and it's making people dependent on food for energy. You know, the mid-morning and the mid-afternoon slump in energy levels has become the social norm, but that's not normal. And that's a sign that we are dependent on the sugars.
So what was your first meal today? What time did you have it at and what was it?
It was exactly 38 minutes past 12. And I had...
Were you very hungry by that stage?
No, not at all, actually. I could have gone longer. This is the thing, you know, people... It really isn't anything extreme. And I'm not that self-disciplined to be able to do something, you know, depriving and restrictive for 4 years of my life. It's a way of life because it's so easy and so simple.
Okay, so 12:38 today, what did you eat?
I had a piece of chicken and I had a big salad with it. And then I actually had three scoops of ice cream after that.
Okay, and you'll eat again at what time this evening?
Probably about 7 or 8 o'clock. But the thing with this is...
And nothing else after that? What will you have for your dinner this evening?
I'm not sure. We're going to go out for dinner somewhere since we're in Dublin.
So you're going to go out and have something big, perhaps?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Three-course dinner?
Probably not three-course because I had three scoops of chocolate ice cream already. But, you know, the whole thing, this is about balance. And, you know, by just restricting how often you eat, you're able to kind of go out for dinner and, you know, not feel bad about it.
And when will you exercise then? Because as a personal trainer, presumably you exercise every day.
No.
No, not every day?
No, I don't think anyone should be exercising every day.
Okay, maybe 5 days a week?
On average, it's three times a week, maybe four.
Okay.
I do a very specific type of strength training myself, so Olympic lifting and gymnastics. So I have to allow the recovery in between sessions.
Do you do that before or after eating?
I do most of it before eating, fasted.
In the morning? And you have enough energy to do that, haven't been fasting?
Honestly, this is the thing. We are led to believe that we need food for energy. And of course, long term, we need the food for energy. But on a day-to-day basis, we have this stored body fat to tap into. That's exactly what it is. It's stored energy.
Okay. Twice a day you eat. Can I ask, what age are you?
Guess.
30?
27.
27, okay. As I was giving you maybe, sorry, thinking you were a bit older than you look. Okay, my apologies
normally get
for
younger,
that.
Actually.
No. What weight are you and what weight have you been? Because you don't look like to me like somebody who's ever been fat.
No, so I was actually, I worked in finance for 4 years before being a personal trainer. And towards the end of my time of being in finance, I was beginning to put on body fat. So I was probably almost 90 kilos with not nearly as much muscle as I have now.
90 kilos for what height?
I'm 6 foot one, so 185 centimeters. I then discovered the fasting kind of method when I was in South America completely by accident. And I went down to 81 kilos. And I put on muscle at the same time because I was training. And this is all through fasting. But you know, this isn't just me.
And what weight are you now?
I'm now 86 kilos. I'm roughly 7% body fat. I had a check the other day. And this is, you know, without calorie counting, I eat big, substantial meals. And yeah, I feel great all the time.
So to finish, Max Lowry, author of The 2 Meal Day, have you had medical approval for this approach?
Yeah, you have to understand, I haven't just, as you said, sat there and made this up. There's a lot of research going into this at the moment. As a personal trainer, I'm just trying to use my platforms to get the research out there. Like my website is currently kind of a hub of information about it. But no, I haven't just kind of sat there and made this up. There is a lot of research going into this at the moment. And it's all about, rather than how much you eat and what you're eating, it's actually when you're eating is that what they're looking into.
Okay, to finish, just a couple of things.
Sure.
You take your ice cream. Do you drink alcohol?
I do drink alcohol, but I have good drinking habits. So I love a good craft beer, but I'll have maybe 2 beers at most, maybe twice a week, if that.
Okay. And coffee?
So I use caffeine as a performance enhancer. Caffeine is a problem when you become dependent on it. And when you're using caffeine to kind of get to a normal functioning level, that's when it becomes an issue.
Okay, but would you have it in the morning as your replacement for breakfast?
I have it before a workout.
Before
a workout. That's pretty much the only time, yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Max Lowry, author of The 2 Meal Day. I wonder how many people would buy into that as an idea.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.